Did you know that nearly 1 million people have been impacted by Be Broken Ministries just this year? Through radio, internet, and print media, we are reaching out to families across the nation struggling with pornography and sexual addiction. Hi, I'm Jonathan Daugherty, founder of Be Broken. And every day, we are grateful for the opportunities to provide hope and healing to thousands of individuals and families. We cannot do what we do without your help. I want to ask you two questions as this year winds down. First, will you pray for us? We face significant spiritual obstacles and challenges in the fight for sexual purity, and we need your prayers. Second, would you consider sending a generous year-end donation to Be Broken? Your gift could provide the time and resources for a marriage to be restored or a life changed. To offer your prayer or financial gift, please call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY or visit us online at BeBroken.com.
Welcome to Pure Sex Radio, training men, educating women. Are you ready to get real and start living each day in purity? This dynamic program is designed to educate, encourage, and equip listeners with the tools necessary for living a life of sexual purity. Pure Sex Radio brings you the best in mobile talk radio. Listen to real life struggles, learn how to overcome lust, pornography, and sex addiction, and get serious about purity. Your hosts for Pure Sex Radio are Jonathan Daugherty and Stephen Cervantes. Jonathan is the director of Be Broken Ministries and founder of the Gateway to Freedom Workshop for Men. Stephen is the founder of the Hope Counseling Center. Visit us online at puresexradio.com. And now, please welcome Jonathan and Stephen on Pure Sex Radio.
Good day, radio listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of the Pure Sex Radio broadcast. We're glad to have you here with us. And my name is Jonathan. I'm here with Stephen. Stephen, how you doing?
I am blessed today and glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know, folks, time really got away from us last week in our program because we're having such a good time just kind of unpacking this guy's awakening that happened at one of our recent Gateway to Freedom workshops. And we're going to get back into that in just a minute. But I did want to share with you about our Gateway to Freedom workshops. These are incredible three-day workshops that are for men who are desiring to overcome their sexually addictive behaviors and their patterns. And we do, you know, 10 to 12 of them throughout the year in various parts of the country. We've got one coming up in January in Texas, and we'd love for you to be able to come to that if this is something that you feel like could help you. We've had hundreds of men come through this and just have their lives impacted in a really powerful way. You can learn all about the Gateway to Freedom workshop by going to gatewaymen.com or by calling us toll free at 1-800-497-8748. So, Stephen, why don't we dive right back in, and we may want to give a little bit of a recap for our listeners
who are new
with us this week, and then we'll kind of pick up where we left off.
So we're telling the story of an aha moment that is life-changing. This gentleman is calling it his weekend of awakening, and he's given us permission to share his story. And the Gateway men are great about that. Every man that attends a Gateway says, if this will bless my brother, you may share my story. Now, no names, but stories, because, I mean, the same Father made us, and we are so alike, and we're men. And we're sexual beings, and our sexuality is difficult. It's a difficult struggle, the management of sexuality. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sidestep a second. Phil Vischer, he did VeggieTales, right? Mm-hmm. He made this interesting statement. He said, female sexuality is like a drug to a man. Isn't that an interesting thought? Female sexuality. the beauty, the arousal, our biology, how we're made. We have to be careful because we can use it for medication. We can abuse it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We can objectify, fantasize, do inappropriate things with our sexuality. So I just thought that I'd never heard that statement. Had you heard that before? Female sexuality can be like a drug to a
man. Yeah, I mean, I have. In fact, I'm reading a book right now that really kind of confirms that. William Struthers wrote a book called Wired for Intimacy.
Oh, okay.
How pornography hijacks the male brain.
Oh, I have that book. Yeah. I'll have to take it off the shelf, and it's one of those to read books. So guys will come in with this struggle, a sexual struggle, but the weekend is designed to dig underneath the struggle. So that we start with behavior, what's going on? But the way I see it, it's like a tree. Whatever is above ground has a bunch of roots about the same size below ground. Mm-hmm. So what's the stuff below ground that's holding this need in place? And so this brother said, I have been hiding, and I found out as a child that hiding was a great solution. And you know, I tell people, I say, you know what, whatever you designed as a child, that's a great solution. When you're a kid, and you're in a difficult home, and your parents are arguing and fighting and screaming, hide. That's a great solution. Mm-hmm. Dad's drunk and beating somebody, hide. That's a great solution. You know, run away and hide. Or if, you know, somebody's sick, depressed, and they're not thinking straight, and you go to your room and hide, fine. You know what I mean? Hiding is not a bad solution for a kid. But it's a bad solution for an adult.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? And I even tell people, whatever skill it is, there's a place for it. Because if evil is passing by, hide.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says flee, right? Get away. And if danger is approaching and evil is coming, go hide. That's a great solution. But as a skill in adulthood and in marriage, and when a spouse wants you to engage them, if your solution is to hide, growing up is going to be difficult for this marriage.
And that's kind of what we touched on a little bit last week, is that really what these coping mechanisms that we grab onto in childhood, and what this particular guy was awakening to, was that his hiding coping mechanism was a good solution for a child, but it left him stuck as a child emotionally now that he's an older man. You know, and that's what we're trying to address here, is that's kind of what he was awakening to, was, wow, okay, what worked really well as a kid, although it doesn't work well as an adult, I'm still stuck in that method as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's realizing there's going to have to be a growing up on the inside, mm-hmm. if I'm going to be able to engage my wife and my kids and my job and my community and my faith in a mature
way. That's right. Even your faith, because hiding is not dealing, hiding is not growing, it's not being helpful, it's survival, it's not maturing.
Mm-hmm.
So he woke up and said, wow, I failed myself with this deception by running this program too long, and my God, and he's gone into the grieving phase of crying. And he said, I've had some thoughts as I continue to unpack this. And he said, what I've been doing is very simple. It's simplistic. It's basic. And we said earlier, it's easy. And so, I mean, how mature does it take to do the repetitive, easy, instant, quick thing? You know, how well does that mature any relationship, to mature any dialogue, to always do a very simple, quick thing? And he said, wow. I have to become more, I have to grow, because having a very simple solution in situations that are more complicated and where I need more depth and insight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is, you know, think about it again. If you're an 8-year-old, everything about your life is really kind of basic and simple.
Yeah.
I mean, is an 8-year-old responsible for a vehicle or a family or a home or a job or any? And so when you're looking at that solution through the eyes of an 8-year-old, you're going, that's the top of the chain as far as how sophisticated you can be as an 8-year-old is hide, right?
Yes.
But now you are an adult with a wife and children and a job and a home and vehicles and insurance and all this other kind of stuff. And there's much more complexity to your life, which makes the stress of those situations more complex, which requires a more sophisticated response emotionally.
Yeah. And it shows up loud and clear in a wife because she will make noise back at you. Say, why aren't you here? You know, well, you're glazing over and leaving. Why aren't you paying attention to me? So he said, I've got this new awareness in understanding. It's so simple to understand what I've been doing. I get it. I have clarity of understanding of the pattern within me. But I'm not sure quitting is going to be as easy as one weekend awareness came on me. And it's like truth, right? When God shows up with truth, it's like, I get it. I have such clarity. And I think God showed up with truth and there's clarity. But how does change really work? And how easy is change? And if you've done it for 20, 30 years.
And I think this is huge. And we can camp out on this a little while because, you know, what I wrote here was it's really that battle between knowing and doing.
Okay.
So the understanding, it's like, okay,
yeah, up in my head.
I got a mental clarity. I'm getting a very vivid picture of what's going on here. But putting, you know, the rubber meat in the road, like putting it into practice, things get a little more blurry. A lot of my own anxieties, the very things that have been triggers for me going back into hiding come up.
Yes.
And I look at it this way. I really believe that, you know, I say this in the workshop, that one of the reasons that guys go back over and over and over again doing behaviors and activities that they know are stupid and unhealthy is not because they are stupid.
Mm.
It's because, like we're talking about here, what became the major, only familiar response for this guy for anything? Hide. So it's not that this guy is dumb in not being able to be present and all. It's the fact that he spent however many years really perfecting only one method of response to his emotional stress. And so what I like to invite guys into is say, listen, this is, you're in a training program now.
Yes.
Nobody enters a training program for a brand new skill with any expertise in it. Even if you've gone through the class, quote unquote, and you've got all this head knowledge, guess what? At some point you got to go into the lab and you got to actually start practicing that. And nobody perfects it the first time they try whatever the experiment is or whatever the task is. So in some of this, you have to, this is why we really absolutely emphasize a grace-based foundation for recovery, because there's going to be a lot of stumblings. There's going to be a lot of, you know, I'm going to dip my toe in this water of being present. And then, wait a second, my wife just chewed my head off. I want to go hide. And so there's a lot of starts.
Battling yourself,
stops,
right?
And starts. Yeah. And because there is this huge gap a lot of times between knowing or understanding and doing.
Yes. Actually doing. And making your being and your emotions. So you have to start. You have to take one step towards a change. You have to be very aware of what's going on. You have to feel this discomfort and push on anyway. You have to ask for help, right? Because quitting is easy, but reaching out and staying in the moment, the greater awareness, the maturity, the new skill set can happen.
I have to tell on Stephen here a little bit, because there's this one thing that he did once in our marriage retreat, and actually even years before that, it was something that really stuck with me and my wife, and it's actually become kind of our, I don't want to say a little joke, but kind of like a little buzzword in our home. And Stephen he's one of his training techniques, so to speak, for men who are struggling with this, you know, being present emotionally and being in the moment with their wives and conversation and all the stress and difficulty that typically would trigger him to go run away. is Stephen will say, you just have to repeat in your mind loudly, stay, stay, stay.
That's good.
And so my wife and I, we kind of joke because if either one of us, I mean, because this is going to go both ways.
Mm.
If either one of us is kind of going, we're wanting to retreat, we're wanting to get, we go, stay, stay, stay. And then we're like, okay, you're right. We got to stay in this. But I think staying.
Wow, I've never heard it used by couples. I say to a guy, say that to yourself quietly. Stay, stay, stay. Don't run and hide in this case, right? Mm-hmm. But if a couple, that'd be interesting if you stay, stay, stay. It's like you want to crawl away or you want to scream or you want to say, stop it. But you know what I've noticed is people don't get to the end of their conversations in marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say we don't communicate, but what they're saying is we never get to the end. Somebody gets mad. Somebody gets their feelings hurt. We never stay, stay, stay to the end.
Because mm-hmm.
they're just words, and this is really my friend. They're trying to tell me something. Do I really have to run away, you know?
Yeah.
So he said, for the first time, we're putting the age 50 on this person. For the first time, I can see my own program. And I'm taking ownership of it. Mm-hmm. And I get it. And it clicks in. This is my program. I thought my problem was porn. And I see the underlying program for the first time.
And that's huge. That's why we're calling this an awakening. You know, is because, and I really do believe that transformation, you know, I could be wrong here, but I really do think that transformation can't happen without an awakening.
That's right.
Of some sort.
No.
There has to be the aha moment and moments along the way. And I think he's having a powerful one here. He's finally realizing, you know what, the whole time I've thought it's this over here.
Yeah.
Now I'm realizing it's this hiding thing. That's what's really been at the core of all of these other behavioral problems, is the fact that I isolate myself and hide. And then
it together for the listener that's tuning in for this show. How does hiding and porn connect? What are you saying? Because I came in to get help for a porn problem. Make the connection for me.
Well, because, you know, he learned to hide as a kid to get away from pain or stress. And so in the hiding as a kid, eventually porn was introduced because, again, like we said in the last program, typically when a child hides, he's not hiding with a blank brain. He's going to think about something that's pleasant or, you know, and we could call that fantasy. And in that sense, it's probably innocent. But then at some point in time, pornography gets introduced and it's like now that latches into those fantasies. And so now here he's 50 years old. Every time stress occurs, he still hides. That's the underlying issue. But when he goes and hides, what does he latch onto? Porn or whatever other sexual activity. So what he's saying here is I'm finally waking up and realizing what's the real program here? Is it porn? No, it's hiding. Mm. That's the real issue here. Yeah, when I go and hide, I do all these other unhealthy things. But what's really going to have to change, if I'm going to change, is I've got to come out of the dark. I got to come out of this closet. I got to come out of my hiding and be present in my relationships with my wife and my God and my children.
And that may give me freedom to loosen my grip on the second problem, which is porn.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Well, because if you think about it, one of the reasons I think in the hiding a guy is going to latch onto porn is because we are fundamentally designed for relationship. And one of the great deceptions of porn is that I can sort of engage, because I'm engaging my sexuality, it feels relational, but it's a pseudo fantasy relationship. It's not That's real.
Right. It's not real.
And so what he's going to
find. Porn is not real. 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 Porn is pseudo. Sorry.
Steve's cupping his hands around his mouth and yelling toward the mic. But so what he's going to find, though, then, is as he becomes more present emotionally in his real relationships, then the need that he's been seeking
for the real need
for connection and relationship and intimacy. Yes, I believe that those desires for the other pseudo, the fantasy, will diminish. Now, we're not saying he'll never be tempted or anything like that.
Right, but no, the old emotional system and weakness is still there. But when you can start to loosen easier your grip
Absolutely,
on it,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. So he made two other points I'm going to put together. remember, he said, for the first time, I see the old program. And then he said, I know the changes I need to make. And this weekend, I have decided to quit hiding. Those are two very powerful concepts.
Yeah. And that, to me, he's starting to connect, you know, because earlier he said, understanding is easy, quitting is not that easy, you know. So in other words, he's like, you know, I may know some things, but then doing them is so difficult. But I love the conclusion comes to here. He does know what he needs to do, but here's the thing. He's decided to quit hiding. That's a doing word. I've driven a stake in the ground. I'm making a commitment. This is the direction that I'm going to go. And so it's like, he's not simply saying, I'm going to try to just, you know, keep all my knowledge right. I'm going to just try to keep all this, you know, in my head straight. He's saying, no, I'm driving a stake in the ground this weekend and saying, I'm not going to be a hider anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's huge.
That's right.
Because also by him stating that to his brothers, he's inviting them into accountability.
Oh, that's good. That's
to
right.
say, guys, this is the decision I've made. And because I know I need help, I need you guys to check in on me and say, how are you doing with the hiding? Mm-hmm. Are you staying present? Are you coming out into the light?
Yes. So let me just repeat the fact that there was grieving and crying going on at the weekend and after the weekend. And so grieving is a part of this. But then he said that. He weaves it in and out. I've been crying. I've been grieving. I've been remorseful. For my lack of growth has stunted me and stunted our marriage and stunted my relationship to God. When life is hard and God doesn't show up, I hide. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's stunted this transformation that God wants for me in the emotional world and in the spiritual world. He said, but I have done something new. I've gone home and I told my wife. I didn't tell her I'm done with porn. I'm not going to be stupid anymore. I'm going to quit. Oh, trust me this time. Mm-hmm. He said, I am done hiding. I'm confessing to you, my wife. I'm confessing before heaven. I have to speak it out of my mouth. I have to tell you, hiding as a solution is coming to an end. I am done. I am quitting. I can't find that as my solution anymore. I have to grow up. I'm done hiding.
And see that too, he's inviting his wife then into this process of saying, I'm going to reveal to you what's really going on. And I mean, that's rich on so many levels. Because it's one thing for the confession of all the behaviors to be out there in the open. But for him to have this awakening and understand what has been the driver behind those, what's been really kind of the context of those behaviors being the hiding, his emotional hiding, that's, to me, that's even a deeper confession to his wife to say, because let me put it to you this way. It's one thing for a guy to say, listen, okay, here's what I've done. I've looked at porn. I'm torn up over that. I plan to no longer do that anymore. And then say he's set on a course of quote unquote recovery so that he doesn't do those behaviors anymore. But we've seen it happen time and time again where a guy gets behaviorally clean, doesn't address the underlying issues, and his wife calls us and says, my marriage still sucks.
Yeah, so that is so, I'll never forget the time that I got those calls. I thought, man, these guys are doing great in group. Life is good. And the wife calls and says, I watch TV in one room and he watches TV in another room and our marriage has not changed.
And so that's why I'm saying that then him making this confession on even the deeper level of saying, I've discovered through this weekend that hiding is the real issue and I'm confessing that to you and I'm committing to you that that's what I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit hiding.
And you know, can I go in my closet and say it? Can I just say it to myself in the dark? I'm not going to hide anymore. Really, tomorrow I'm going to stop. No, he said, today in the light before you and my God, I'm laying down my child's solution. And you know what? It's I invite you in to the next phase of my life. when he said to his wife, I'm done with the old. I invite you to be a part of today and all my tomorrows. I can't hide, do it alone, by myself. No one knows. I have to tell someone. And since you're my closest friend, my wife, I choose you in this sacred union called marriage before our Father above. I invite you to help me.
And that is huge. And, you know, he comes to this conclusion that my issue is not looking at porn. It's not looking at porn.
No.
It's my not dealing with the hiding. And, you know, I really highlighted that because I'm like, that to me summarizes this whole awakening. Mm. That he's realized, for so long I've thought the issue was the porn. And we're not saying that the porn isn't an issue, but in terms of what the real issue is.
And if you only fight at that level, you fight and fail and fight and fail and fight.
Yeah. As he's saying, wow, I'm realizing that the real issue is hiding. You know, the first thing, I want to make an offer to our listeners, because when I read that, I realized, you know, that's really kind of what my whole book, Secrets, is all about, is the idea of secrecy and hiding. And what does that do in terms of creating a lot of delusions and different things like that? And so, as kind of a year-end gift, I want to offer $5 off through the end of the year on my book Secrets. So if you just go to our store, which is pureliferesources.com, and we'll put a link on the radio website too, but pureliferesources.com, and then when you click on the Secrets book, if you'll just use the coupon code, the number 5OFF, so 5OFF, as the coupon code, then you'll get $5 off of the Secrets book.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, yeah.
And may the secrets come to an end, right? Mm-hmm. That are hindering us from all that our Father has for us. So the symptom, you're saying, is porn. The problem is hiding, right?
Yeah.
So I'm on a call with this guy. It's 2 weeks after the weekend. And he says, I can't tell you how much has changed on the inside. Internally, I'm changed. I have peace about myself. I have clarity. There is so much different on the inside because hiding has been put in its place. It's a tool for a time. It's not the tool for every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I have great inner peace and clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on with one. Let me say one. Don't forget thought. He said, and I left the ministry because I couldn't stop looking at porn. But God has said I can go back now.
Mm.
It's like, oh, what a blessing. He blessed me by saying those words.
Yeah.
And he was restored by his Heavenly Father because he wanted to minister. He has a heart to minister and bless people. And he's good. But evil had wrapped itself and he was cocooned. He couldn't get out.
You know what I hear in that is there's so much in that. But first of all, I just think, you know, hallelujah, just such a huge blessing, you know, to hear what has happened to this guy, just for him to have sensed just kind of the shackles being taken off of his soul and feeling this freedom and the restoration. Because I think, you know, so many times there's so many people that we meet with and are trying to help that truly believe that because what they've done, they're sort of sidelined forever. Like they have no more purpose work to do in the kingdom.
They're in the bad camp, the bad, you know, area. They have to stay separate and diseased, unclean over there.
And I'm telling you, that is not how God sees them. And I just love the fact that that's, I think, another part of his awakening. He's gotten a fresher vision of God. He's gotten a fresher view of his redemption, that God can use the most broken, those who hide, those who are angry, whatever, he can use them. And it shows the patience of God, too, to work through this guy with him to get to the point where it's like, yes, you got the aha moment, you understand where you really need to work, and now I can...
And I want you free.
Yeah.
The peace that surpasses understanding, you can have it, but not if you do your little boy solution until you die.
Absolutely.
No, you have to release it. You have to submit it, and then I'll give you more than you ever thought you could have.
Well, listeners, we hope this has been encouraging to you. We hope that you're on an awakening journey as well. And like I said, the Secrets book is $5 off through the end of the year. Just use the coupon code 5OFF, at pureliferesources.com. And we'll see you back here again next week on the Pure Sex Radio broadcast.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.